NCAA Sweet 16 resumes tonight. How are your brackets looking now? We're going to check in with Jim Williams of the Examiner, media maven that he is, on the rousing success that this new format of bringing you these games has been. Let's bring in Jim. Jim, welcome in. Always good to hear from you. How's it going?
It's going well, guys. How about yourself?
We're hanging in there. So there was a lot of angst and gnashing of teeth with four networks to show all the games. As it turns out, we're resourceful as viewers and sports fans. We figured it out, huh, Jim?
Yes. We didn't have anybody have to turn in their remote control for lack of ability to understand, which is always good. No, it turned out to be a phenomenal week. And, you know, you guys being involved with CBS television, you know, realized that it was a wonderful opportunity because, frankly, as you two know, there was no way that on a normal Sunday night we were going to see all those basketball games. I mean, we went from pretty much a little after noon on Sunday all the way to almost midnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, Jim, and you could speak to this as a guy who has studied and participated in the media for a long time. I had somebody, I'm in my 40s, and I was talking to a guy in his 50s, and he said, you know what, though? I really like the fact that CBS just sort of took me to where I wanted to go. I didn't have to kind of find the stations myself. But what I told him was, this isn't so much for us. And I pointed to his son. I said, they have figured it out. On demand, what you want, when you want it. They're resourceful. It's not so much for us. We'll figure it out eventually, but they demand it. That generation, this is how they do watch and absorb sports, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're looking now at so many people don't even watch television. They watch on their computer, and they watch, as you say, on demand, when you want it, what they want. And so we were seeing last week during the early round games on Thursday, CBS through Turner actually runs the NCAA website. They had somewhere in the neighborhood at the end of the day 4 million hours of viewing for the first day on Thursday and approximately the same amount on Friday. And over 750,000 people watched some portion of the game on their iPhone or iPad.
It's the new way of doing things. Jim Williams from The Examiner, media critic and a longtime member of the media, has done a lot of things in broadcast as well as in print. And, you know, what is interesting is that this is the new wave. And unlike years past, can you think of a time, Jim, where earlier in, you know, like in the 80s, for instance, where a TV entity would be telling you, hey, you might want to switch over to TBS to check out this finish. I mean, they're telling you. There's no hiding anymore. It's like, we want to help you get what you want, and we're going to tell you where it is. If we're not bringing it to you, we're going to tell you where to go. It's very user-friendly in that regard.
Absolutely, Mark. And the reason being is it's also become very – look, Sean McManus makes no bones about this, nor, you know, does anyone at Turner Sports. This doesn't happen if these two entities do not get together, okay? They don't do a 14-year deal for a little over $10 billion. It doesn't happen if CBS and Turner Sports are not in this as real and true partners. And as real and true partners, you've got to basically advance the brands of the networks that you're working with. And so tonight we know, you know, what's going to be on CBS, we know what's going to be on TBS. And we know that people will be guided if the game is exciting on TBS to CBS. If it's exciting on CBS and, you know, or not as exciting on CBS, they'll be guided to TBS. I mean, look at it this way. You had Jim, you had the number one broadcast crew, which is Jimmy Nance, Clark Kellogg of CBS, on True TV for the first two games, and then the first two games that they did in the actual tournament, they were on True TV.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no, at this point in time, branding is the key, and the other side of it is giving people what they want, when they want it, where they want it.
Here's Jim Williams, seven-time Emmy Award-winning TV producer, director, and writer, writes for The Examiner. His blog is Watch This at WashingtonExaminer.com, talking NCAA tournament on TV here on the Mark Viviano Show with the Bulldog, Damon Yaffe.
You know, it's interesting, and I think about this a lot every year this time. Regular season, Wednesday night or Tuesday night, Thursday night, I'm at home doing my prep, you know, I'm plugging into whatever's on. Marquette's playing somebody. I might have that game on in the background if it's the only thing going. Mm-hmm. But am I paying attention to it? Not really. Do I have to have it on? No, not really. Marquette, Morehead State, any of these schools, this tournament, I'm chomping at the bit to watch these games. Mm-hmm. And I'm not the only one. That's what grabs all of us. What I'm wondering is, all those eyes that get on this because it is a tournament, how in the world are these folks not figuring out to take, you know, what they've kind of bottled there and move it into the college football arena and do the same thing? Set up a tournament feel, you know, do whatever you want with the bowls, but put together a real tournament, because I can't imagine they wouldn't have the same power as far as eyes on it in football as they would basketball, if not maybe double it.
You know, Bulldog, I think part of it is that the powers that be with the BCS have such a lock on, you know, how the present system works. The NCAA, you know, can mandate this, and basically they can run it anywhere they want to. The NCAA has nothing to do with college football.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's this, you know, that's the BCS, which a lot of people get confused. But frankly, the only championship, and you guys know this, the only championship the NCAA controls in football is the what used to be called the 1AA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's it. So they really have no say, any way, shape, or form, in what happens with college football. So unless the BCS looks at this and decides that it makes sense, and you're talking about eight conferences as opposed to, you know, nearly, what is it, 275 college Division I college basketball teams.
Yeah, more than 300. Yeah, it's huge. Jim Williams joining us here on the Mark Viviano Show from The Examiner. All right, put your media critic hat on. I know that this was sort of a strange marriage as CBS brought in the TNT NBA crew.
Right.
And Charles Barkley, he's a pro basketball guy. He's a very opinionated guy. He could do a talk show about politics if he wanted.
Right.
How would you say he did in terms of his studio analysis with the college game?
Charles has been very good at being Charles,
yeah,
as you said. And I think that his assessment of things is more along. Look, if you're watching Charles Barkley, even in the pro game, even in the pro game, you're not going to get a tremendous amount of analysis out of Chuck. Okay, you're going to get quotes that are fun and funny and some nuggets of analysis. You know, Kenny and the rest of the guys are the guys that you're going to go to. I think Charles has been what Charles is supposed to be, and that's entertaining. And as far as an analyst, no.
Yeah.
Chuck is not going to give you a lot. I mean, I'll give you a quick example. I remember last year during the first round games when Boston was playing, I think they were playing Philadelphia in the playoffs, and Boston was up by 30 points, and Ernie goes to Chuck, you know, what did you think of the first half? He said, well, I watched the first 5 minutes of it. Then I turned over and watched Tyler Perry's House of Pain. How did it go? So, I mean, it's Chuck.
Right.
So you get what you get with Chuck. And he's entertaining, and I enjoy it. I honestly think that he, Ernie, and Charles do the when they do the NBA playoffs, I think they're as entertaining as anybody on television. But as far as analysis, Mark, I think you're spot on with regard to Chuck's analysis is going to be very light. It's going to be entertaining, but you know, he's good for a quote. He's not good for analysis in this particular case.
I will say this: one of the neat things that the NCAA is doing this year, and this is a first-time thing, mm-hmm, and it is borrowed probably from Fox Sports' use of Mike Pereira in the booth,
right,
is that John Adams, who is the NCAA National Officiating Coordinator, is now bringing clarity to some of the controversy by coming on camera not long after some of these things happen. I think that's a hit. And I think that as people have the angst that they do about close calls and close games and they're tearing up brackets and they're mad, nothing like having an authority figure speak to it immediately, and I think that's a stroke.
Actually, you were absolutely correct about where they got it from, because Sean McManus made it clear that that was what prompted their interest in doing it. And they were lucky enough that the NCAA officiating group decided to let them do it. So, yeah, I think it's – I honestly think like last Saturday and Sunday to me was, you know, actually even from Thursday on, that was as good of opportunity to watch the games as I've ever seen. And I've been involved in this from actually directing the first round back in the early days of the tournament. So to me, that was you were actually in control. The fans were actually in control of what they wanted to watch and where they wanted to watch it, which, you know, what more can you want as a fan?
Good stuff. Jim Williams, as always, great insight. And obviously, like millions and millions of others, we'll have our eyes on the Sweet 16 and moving forward. Appreciate it.
Guys, anytime, and enjoy your show all the time. Listen to it all the way through my lunchtime.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks,
Jim Williams of the Washington Examiner. Great stuff. And again, he's a guy who, as he mentioned, he was a director in this tournament in its early stages way back, and it has come such a long way to where some of the early round games in the 80s were just on ESPN, and it was sort of there was a certain novelty to seeing Pepperdine play NC State in a tournament game. I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. Well, it was just the beginning of a giant for CBS.